Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th, which is a Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on the website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. All right, this is KC2YXN. Are there any stations who are portable, mobile, or on battery power who would like to join us this evening? All right, I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echo Link, and there are two other stations behind me.
Okay, we recognize you, Kevin, and the other two stations are ready to come in.
AC2YSM, good evening. Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. It's KA3TFB, Bill in Franklin Park Borough in western Pennsylvania, checking in through the EchoLink system. Indeed, a good evening. I tip my hat to everyone, and there is someone else out in the queue on EchoLink. Over.
All righty, Bill, we recognize you, and our last station on EchoLink, please check in.
Kathy, this is Bill again. The other station had disappeared from the prologue. Over.
Okay, Bill, thanks for the information. So we'll go up to the top, and it's Kevin. Where are you this evening, and how has your week been?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and good evening, my friend Bill down in Pennsylvania, and everyone else that's listening. This is KD2FPM. I'm just trying to relax here for the night. Been a little mortified watching the television with the breaking news from Paris tonight with what's been occurring there. Those of you out there listening haven't caught it yet, might want to just take a peek at your television and see what's been going on. It's been pretty tragic over there. Right now we got 35 degrees here in the central southern tier under partly cloudy skies, and this weekend, once again, I will be on the radio down in Utica on WVVC-FM, and you can catch me tomorrow and Sunday as I'll be covering the weather forecast. Now, for those of you that are outside of the immediate listening area on 90.9 FM, you can catch me on WVVCUtica.com. Just click the live listen button and join me there. All right, on that note, I'll say 7-3. I'll back out. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, I just have a quick question for you. Are you a meteorologist? We've been wondering.
That would be a negative. I actually have a degree in physics, which allows me to understand things that are in motion, gases, liquids, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of, you know, go with a creative path. So I don't claim to be a meteorologist. I'm just a lucky guy with a good voice and am able to be on radio. KD2FBM, back to net control.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kevin, and you're right about that. You do have a good speaking voice, so thanks for joining us this evening. And, yes, we did watch the news, and it's very, very appalling. So, all right, next, to our south, Bill, in Pennsylvania. We had a gorgeous week last week. I bet you did, too.
Roger, Roger, fine business, fine, fine business. KC2YSM, KA3TF and the B in the group here through the Echo Link here in Franklin Park, Borough. I would give all my gold to buy another weekend like last week. But there's one problem. Yeah, I don't have any gold. I don't want silver either, so I don't know. Listen, I haven't seen the TV set. I got an update up there in France. I just wonder if this is still when someone made fun of the ISIS prophet Muhammad. I just wonder if this is still part of that. It's going to go on for a while if it is. Don't know. I don't have any facts. Maybe someone can enlighten me. Anyhow, 43 degrees here. We have experienced 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds all day. It's chilly. It'll go down to 34 tonight. And tomorrow I have class, taking a planning class on the state level for free. Usually these classes, they pay for lunch, but due to the lock out there in our state Congress there, I have to pay for my own. What a shame. Listen, I'm going to give it back. I tip my hat to everyone. Thanks for being there. Good job, Kathy and Kevin James, my friend. Always a pleasure. I delight to hear your voice and your comments. Back to net control from KA3TFB. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, we also delight in hearing your comments and hearing your voice, as well as Kevin. So, good. Good. Well, you know what, Bill? You might not have to spend a single ducat because we hear that next week is going to be gorgeous also. So I'm excited about that. More outside I can be, the better. Okay, well, thank you, fellows. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
Enter PFM. Good evening, Kathy.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening, Kathy. KD2LPY.
WA2U.
Alrighty, we have George, Jeff, a very Saint Pete, and John. I don't know, Pete, yeah. Pete, where you are, you might want to boost it up, kick it up a notch, as they say. So we'll go to the top of the list. George, I hope you haven't been blown away yet. We have had some windy days.
Well, good evening, Cassie, and everybody on the net. Yes, that is certainly true. In fact, I almost got blown over going into the nursing home to see my mother yesterday. Anyway, and we did have rain on and off. In fact, tomorrow we'll probably, if we don't get some sun, I will probably finally have to switch all the solar stuff over to dynamo power, because I'm down to yellow right now on the batteries, and that means it's going to have to get charged soon, or say take it off there and put it on dynamo power until we get some decent sunshine. We've got a temperature of 38 degrees. Temperature range today was 38 to 46. And I was going to say, as far as that other stuff is going with ISIS, that is there, it is continual, and the Bible says, Christ said right there, it will happen, not that these things might, but these things must come to pass, and they will come, they are coming to pass, and they will get more worse and worse and worse until the day Jesus Christ comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know I might have some people disagreeing with me on that, but that's what the Bible says. So, by the way, your joke last week on Pentecostals, we're getting lots of laughs out of it when I tell it. So, anyway, thanks for that. Hope you got another one as good as that tonight. But that will say God bless in 73, and to TF, I'm clear. Excuse me for being so forceful on that. If you haven't known already, I am a preacher. And to TF, I'm clear.
KC2YXN here. Well, thank you, George, for your thoughts. And that's what's great about ham radio. We can freely express ourselves. Everybody's different on the earth, and that's the whole point. We got to all get along and accept everybody else for, even if they're a little, for whatever beliefs one might have. So, alrighty, next up is, let me see on my list here, is Jeff. Jeff, I heard you had to come home from camping, so that's a sad day.
Oh, yeah, we're back. We've been back here a good portion of the day anyway. We had to get up here and butcher the deer, so we've got that done. We're just kind of cleaning up and getting everything put away and getting ready to have a late dinner. And we got it all cut up and wrapped up and into the coolers for when we go back home, and hopefully you can find some room in the freezer for it. But anyway, we're having a good time up here. The boys are going to do some hunting in the morning, and hopefully they can add to the venison stockpile. We'll see. It's a little chilly up here right now. It's 34 degrees, and it keeps snowing or grupel and some, all that stuff in between. And nothing accumulating as of yet anyway. So that's about it. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, will you and the fellas have a good time? And we also have 34 degrees here, but I can't see any snow or anything going on. The weather today was so strange. It would pour, and then the sun would come out, and it would pour, et cetera. So it was quite unusual. Okay, Jeff, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Next up we have Pete, and I know you were busy today. You always are. I could barely hear you. I know it's you, but a lot of frying bacon.
How's this? Now I probably got a hum.
Well, the hum is better than before, so now I can hear you more clearly.
Yeah, I don't know why that could change. Hang on.
Yeah, but go ahead. I can hear you anyway. Much better than your initial transmission.
No, where I have a better antenna and a 35 amp power supply to run full power. Besides, but I don't know why. I usually can get in the front radio, so if, and it, the repeater sounded good. Not sure what's going on there. It could be an SWR issue. Actually, I think the repeater is more full quieting in the front than it is back here.
Okay, well, we can hear you loud and clear now, so, how was your day? Did you stay home or were you out and about?
Yeah, KC2WI, it's 38 degrees here. I left the house at, I don't know, around 4 o'clock. Went down to Lions Falls Tire and spent an hour or so down there installing some memory and trying a few things to get workstations, speed it up, and you know, stopped at the post office. And it was not really raining much. It was very, very light. And it rained off and on here hard, and the wind blew, but I really didn't notice any of it. I was pretty much working, and, you know, occasionally it was enough of a wind that I would hear it, or it was a strong enough rain I would actually hear it, but I didn't pay, you know, real close attention. A couple times I went out to grab some wood or something, I think, I don't know. But it didn't pour all day. And yeah, around 5 when I went in, 4 something, when I was down in Lyons Falls, and then when I came back, you know, the sky was, it just looked to me like a lake effect day, you know, one of those deals where you'd see cloud, partly clear sky, and then partly just dark clouds, and so we'll see what happens, but I don't think it's going to be significant, especially here in the valley. Hopefully it'll be nothing, and they won't spread any sand and salt on the road. So pretty much a work day, although I kind of got distracted on a few non-essential, non-work things. I had a nice chat with Tom Dick, the section manager, this evening, and it was going to be 10 minutes. It turned into 45 or something. That's tough when I'm talking with him, because he gets off on something, I get off, you know, something. We get back to the original topic, and next thing you know, it's an hour on the phone. So I probably should have just give up and not even tried. But I called him a few times, and I never got him, so I figured I'll give him a call. And let's see what else is going on. Hamlin County Amateur Radio Club meeting is Monday night at the Lake Pleasant Volunteer Fire Department at 7 o'clock. I don't know if I'm going to get to that or not. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting is Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Hope to be at that. And then Thursday night, I'm happy to say that I actually talked to Bob McKenzie this afternoon, and, you know, double confirmed that we're all set. Thursday night at 6:30, or maybe I'll be there earlier, I hope, till 8:30 or whenever anybody, you know, as long as we want to stay, pretty much, will be a digital communications workshop at there as well. That's on Stowe Street in Lowellville. Emails went out to everybody I could think fairly reasonably local to send out to, and please pass the word. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the installation and setup, configuration, setup, operation of the FL Digi software, and if we have time, FL Message. And so usually what happens is hopefully everybody has it on the computer ahead of time, but in this case I don't know if they will, because we haven't really, you know, it hasn't really, the word hasn't gone out. And I didn't even think to put it in the announcement where you could download it from. But if you're a ham, you could, you know, if you're a computer, if you know how to use the internet, you could just Google FL Digi and you're going to find it. But I'll have it on flash drive, and the word is we will have internet access, so people can just go and get it. And so we install the program, we go through setting it up with your call sign and setting up your sound card and all that. I had a real, I won't say a nice set of notes, they were just a scribbled couple pages from the first, when I did it myself. For the first one of these workshops, I actually said, I got to write down the sequence, because I've done it, you know, a bunch of times, but I'll be darned if I can find those two pieces of paper. So I may just have to do it again and write down the sequence so I can present it in an orderly fashion. So typically, you know, installing is not a big deal. Then you go through, when you run the program for the first time, it goes through a setup and it asks for things like your call sign, your grid square, whatever. And then we go through a couple of the modes and then installing the FL message program. There's a little trick to get FL Digi and FL message to talk to each other. And there's another good trick that if you want to run the FL Digi, let's say you've got two hams using the same computer, or you want a profile for VHF and a profile for HF, or in my case, I have one set up for Mars and one set up for ham. And you make some changes to where you point to the initialization files and just have two sets of them. And if we get to that point. But anyway, so that's it. So it's, you know, basically anybody can come to this. Bring, you know, if you have a laptop or netbook or something you want to set up, great. If not, you know, if you don't want to bring it, or if it's a desktop that you don't want to lug, that's okay. You can look over somebody's shoulder. And we don't need any radios because we're going to do it all by acoustic coupling. Just make sure you got a speaker and a microphone, which, again, I also did not put in the announcement. I should have done that, but I may have to send another email out at least to everybody. It's fun to get to play around for 2-3 hours or however long people want to stick around. So that's what's going on and on next Thursday. And I've got a couple of emails of people I know are going. And it would be nice if other people reply to emails. But Tom and I had a chat about this, and I think, John, we were talking about that too. It just seems like some people don't, you know, even when you write this specifically, please reply, you know, they just, I don't know, they don't read them or what, I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's not fun never getting replies when you're going through a bunch of work. Other than that, that's what's going on here, KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, well, that's more than I could think of for a whole month to do. But that sounds very interesting, and I appreciate you doing all of that. That's really good. So, well, stay warm, and, yeah, we got 34 degrees here. So, next up is WA2U.
WA2U and the assembled multitude on the Black River Valley service net. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Boy, I've got lots of thoughts. Let's see. In no particular order, I just have to do them as I remembered. I think we had, in the last 24 hours, a low of 33 degrees and a high of 43 today. I don't know, it was 43.9 or something and 33.7. John, and he had a master's degree in the philosophy of physics. The philosophy of physics. So there you go. And if you want to contact him, it's K2JFK, Juliet Foxtrot Kilo. And let's see, I'm trying to think, things are quieting down, I guess, with the weather, and things are changing. So anyone interested in VLF, very low frequency, or LF frequency monitoring, this is a good time of the year to do that. Dust off those old Atwater Kent radios and tune around on the AM band, or perhaps participate in some of the nets that are on 75 meters. If you've turned on the transceiver, if you have the ability to operate on some of the HF bands, it's been noisy. It's usually noisier in the summertime. So things will be quieting down. And appreciate Pete mentioning all the various club things coming up. And clubs are always inviting people to participate. I'm sure the doors are always open at the Boonville, with the Boonville group. And other groups in our area get a chance to meet some of the people before the weather gets too challenging. But anyways, appreciate Pete bringing the computer stuff. When I hear computer things, I think of, and probably Pete could answer this better than some people, but I've had thoughts about computers that are dedicated to the hobby. And I don't know, I guess, you know, computers have endless hard drive capacity. You can slave other hard drives in and that. But I've talked to some people that have their work computer, whatever, and then they have a totally dedicated repeater just for the hobby, with various digital forms, whether it's a J65 or it has programming ability for programming radios, you know, with memory for the radios. A lot of radios now you can program, or various forms of software, or maybe you've got a scanner program in there to program some of the new APCO 25 digital stuff. So there's probably, people might be able to answer, but it's probably an advantage or disadvantage. So you have one computer, you lug it to your camp or whatever, a laptop, and then if you have two, hope you bring the right one wherever you're traveling. I don't know. And they have different systems, so maybe it adds more confusion. I don't know. But anyways, I think that's kind of a neat way to go. So there's a few things, and I probably have some other thoughts. So, oh, there's a WATU. There's a special meet tomorrow or Sunday, but the Deerfield Fire Department, but they probably have a website, but it's a collector's people that are getting together for records. Yes, those 33 and an RPM vinyl things, the frisbee with a hole in the middle that you put on a turntable or someplace we used to call record grinder. And so that might be taking place either tomorrow or Sunday. So looking for some of that hard-to-find stuff, that might be the place to go. Again, since the weather is, you know, there's no plows out there yet at night. There's no snow, there's no salt. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, very good. Yep, I had a good day today, too. I participated in a bake sale for the benefit of our garden club. So we got an apple pie and all kinds of goodies I brought home. John's very happy about that. And we stopped at a farm and got some straight from a clucker eggs. Very fresh, and I got some good veggies, so I'm happy with that. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time? Okay, so I'm going, before I close the net, I'm going to read my Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. Let me get to it here. All right. My computer beat me at chess, but it was no match for me at kickboxing. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Bill, George, Jeff, Pete, and John for joining us this evening, and all those out there who are listening as well. Everybody have a safe and good weekend. Thanks to all, and a good conversation, too. 73 and 88, this is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and as always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's much appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, signing off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. A very good net. Good night.
For the United County traffic and emergency net, looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic. All stations are welcome. And please call tail stops on your repeater and check in then, please.
KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, I think I wiped out with the ID from the Rochester repeater. I think we had two check-ins here. Please try it again after the tail drops. Hopefully the other repeater will drop as well. KA2000.
KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
5AOW.
Okay, very good. I got KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. And 5AOW, good evening, Bob. I know the repeater came up several times there, but I didn't have any audio. I don't know, is this something in the, you know, area that's, region is doing that, or whether somebody was actually trying to key up. But anyway, there's no audio on it. Okay, I'm going to try one more time for any additional stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic, after the tail drops. Okay, nothing else heard. So, thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. 7-3 is the bowl. Have a good evening, and good day tomorrow. KA2000.